Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest is widely regarded as one of the funniest stage comedies ever written. The play is frequently revived, and there's a 1952 film version that starred Dame Edith Evans as the imperious Lady Bracknell. Opening today in cities across the nation is a new film version with a cast that includes another English dame, Judi Dench, as well as Rupert Everett, Colin Firth, and Reese Witherspoon. Bob Mondello says they make Wilde even wilder.
Jack Worthing and Algernon Moncrief are eligible young bachelors who travel in all the right social circles, but that doesn't mean that they play by the social rules. As Algy reminds Jack, they've come up with very similar schemes for getting around rules.
You have invented a very useful younger brother called Ernest, in order that you may be able to come up to town as often as you'd like. I have invented an invaluable, permanent invalid called Bunbury, in order that I may be able to go down to the country as often as I choose. If it wasn't for Bunbury's extraordinary bad health, for instance, I wouldn't be able to dine with you at the Savoy tonight, for I'd really had an appointment with Aunt Augusta for more than a week.
I haven't asked you to dine with me anyway tonight.
I know. You're absurdly careless about giving out invitations.
Jack is interested in Algy's cousin Gwendolyn, who thinks he's Ernest Worthing because that's the name he goes by in town. Algy, meanwhile, also pretends to be Ernest and woos Jack's lovely ward, Cecily, in the country.
You are my little cousin Cecily, I'm sure.
And you are Uncle Jack's brother, my cousin Ernest. My wicked cousin Ernest.
I'm not really wicked at all, cousin Cecily. You mustn't think that I'm wicked.
Well, if you are not, then you've certainly been deceiving us all in a very inexcusable manner.
Well, I have been rather reckless.
I'm glad to hear it.
In fact, now that you mention the subject, I have been very bad in my own small way.
Well, I don't think you should be so proud of that, though I am sure it must have been very pleasant.
That's Reese Witherspoon doing a quite passable English accent, and Rupert Everett, who was born to this style of delivery, as Algy. Colin Firth is equally adept as Jack, though he's saddled with what's really the straight man role, as you can hear when he's interrogated by Judi Dench's imposing Lady Bracknell, who wants to be sure he's suitable for her daughter.
Do you smoke?
Well, yes, I must admit I smoke.
I'm glad to hear it. A man should always have an occupation of some kind. There are far too many idle men in London as it is. I've always been of opinion that a man who desires to get married should know either everything or nothing. Which do you know?
I know nothing, Lady Bracknell.
I'm pleased to hear it. The whole theory of modern education is radically unsound. Fortunately, in England at any rate, education produces no effect whatsoever.
Now, you have to love a line like that. And they arrive like clockwork every few seconds, though director Oliver Parker has goosed Oscar Wilde's play up with all sorts of visual extras. He takes the action outdoors whenever possible, finds excuses to visit nightclubs, introduces dream sequences to let us know what characters are thinking, and even has Algy ride in a hot air balloon at one point. Purists will no doubt be scandalized, but frankly, it's still good fun, rendered in a way that makes the dialogue's wit sound more natural than stagey, which is quite a trick with Wilde. The danger in that approach, of course, is that the lines will end up sounding earnest, but not here. Everyone involved is well aware of the importance of being funny, and they are. I'm Bob Mondello.